Today, the Tampa-Hillsborough County Human Rights Council filed a disability discrimination complaint with the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division against the owners of Tampa's West Shore Plaza. The complaint is on behalf of three people with disabilities who are fed up with potholes in a West Shore crosswalk.
I feel that they just don't care.
Charles Morrow, who is wheelchair-bound, feels that something should be done about the potholes in a crosswalk at West Shore Plaza. Morrow says he is angry and West Shore's lack of response is annoying because he feels someone could fall and be injured.
I do use public transportation to get around as well as paratransit. I would like to say that it is difficult. I find it very difficult to cross in the area where the hole is because it could be damaging to my wheelchair.
Morrow is one of three people with disabilities named in the complaint against West Shore Plaza and their owner-operator, Glimcher Realty Trust. The disability discrimination complaint was filed by Ahmed Badir, president of the Tampa-Hillsborough County Human Rights Council, an organization that has been defending rights in the community for 34 years.
In 2009, it's unacceptable for people who conduct business in America or in Florida to neglect the accessibility to people with disabilities. Title II of the American Disabilities Act guarantees the right of persons with disabilities to have public access, equal access as anyone else. So people have already made this fight, and it's unacceptable and unconscionable for the owners of West Shore Plaza to knowingly put people's lives in danger, especially those that are vulnerable, the disabled.
Badir is also the host of the WMNF program True Talk. A Hillsborough Area Rapid Transit, or HART, bus transfer center is located at West Shore Plaza. Therefore, many buses and passengers pass through every hour. Gloria Mills is also mentioned in the complaint, as is her husband Dan Hicks. She is legally blind and doesn't own an automobile. Mills says she uses buses to be independent and to come to the mall on her own.
But not when there's signs that I can't see that say, beware of sidewalk. What good is that? If I can't see it, you know, then the last time I came here, I almost tripped at the place where the holes are. So, you know, I'm not happy about that because I need to be able to get around. If I want to go to the Sunbank or down to AAA on West Shore and walk there, I want to be able to do that without having fear of danger.
Mills said she wrote at least one letter of complaint to the mall asking them to fix the holes, but they did not respond. The bookkeeper and tax professional says she should not have to live her life in fear because of something that could be repaired. Sliding her cane along the sidewalk, Mills walked a group of reporters toward a sign reading, "Caution, uneven surface, please follow crosswalk." Charles Morrow describes the hole, several inches deep, on the edge of that crosswalk. He worries could damage his $2,800 wheelchair.
It's a deep hole, and it's getting deeper. And it's been like this for the past two or three years that I can recall, maybe even longer. And I just feel this unsafe for people that are physically challenged or anybody that's not physically challenged. And I just think it needs to be taken care of before someone gets hurt.
Human Rights Council's Ahmed Badir says that the hole has been there too long and it's time that West Shore fixed it.
The mall has known about this problem for at least over 2 years and has refused to do anything about it. Mrs. Mills has complained to them several times, and even the local bus authority, HART, has even filed some sort of lawsuit to get it fixed. Our investigation also determined that this hole was created as a result of some sort of sewage repair that was done about 3 years ago. And since then, just that specific location, the ground sunk in and there's a large diameter of a hole.
Jay Bosch, general manager at West Shore Plaza, says a permanent repair of the pothole will come after the litigation with HART is concluded. But they expect a temporary fix will occur in less than a week.
Even though we are in litigation right now, we actually took steps a few weeks ago to not continue with this and go after the temporary patch. It's completely unrelated to the letters, the complaint that was waged today, but we're hoping to have that fixed probably in the next 4 or 5 days. Temporary repair, but it needs to be done.
Badir says the people with disabilities named in the complaint couldn't wait any longer, and he's calling on the Department of Justice to force the mall to make the repairs.
The mall received some sort of variance some years back in order to have this facility to reduce their parking spaces. They were granted a variance, and they had to put on allow for this as an accommodation, allow for this bus transfer station to be housed here. That was one of the compromises that they made in order to not have enough parking spaces. So that variance was allowed, and they need to do the right thing and fix this hole. They could have fixed it and put this problem behind them a long time ago.
In addition to asking that the hole be repaired, the disability discrimination complaint asks that West Shore give a written apology and participate in ADA compliance and sensitivity training. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.